Yeah, the meeting of transportation.
They're all busy.
Please come to order. Let the record show that, Vice Chairman M.W. Miller is here, Mike Szymanski is here, Representative Szymanski, Representative Locker, Representative Phillips, Representative Davis, Representative Herman, and Chairman Betty Cato. We are working pretty much on a, on House Bill number 70. We do have a new draft that is in your packet. Now, there's one thing I want to say about backup material. There is no way in God's green earth we could put all the backup material we have on HB 70 in your packets. However, any and all of you if there is some particular type of backup you'd like to know about, I'd like you to ask staff. We have about 4 file drawers full of backup material on these bills. And what we've attempted to do is pull some of the vital backup material. I think what we'll do is go through the new draft line by line and line discuss it. And in a bill of this seriousness, we may draft it 2 or 3 times. This is the committee substitute for House Bill number 70 by the Transportation Committee. An act relating to regions and Department of Transportation public facilities, prescribing the duties of regional transportation and public facility directors. Under Section 1, we have changed the term departmental, deleted it, and put in regional, organization of the department. The commissioner shall establish 5 regions within the state in accordance with B of this section. The functions of the department within each region shall be performed to the maximum extent feasible. That's an extremely important line. Through a regional office. Each regional office shall be directed by a regional transportation public facilities director appointed by the commissioner. Each regional transportation public facility director shall have at least 6 years experience in transportation construction or engineering. Now, one of the things I meant by that, that's an extremely important line. Let's say that we have a region that would have absolutely no ferry, provided our other bill doesn't pass on, but talking about the system the way it is right now. It would be a little bit ridiculous for the Department of Transportation to put in someone in that regional office that worked with ferries, am I correct? And that's one reason why we need to pay particular attention to the words, the maximum extent feasible. It wouldn't be feasible for them to have a marine or maritime expert in that region. Let's have some discussion on Section 1.
Well, Madam Chairman,
yes.
When you say maximum extent feasible, it's a real hard passage for me to understand. I would be more used to when feasible. And so I guess I need to know when
you
say
maximum. I think what we're trying to say here is that we have an area within the region for design and construction in that region. That an overseeing or a group overseeing that particular facet of it. And that amount, the number of people involved there would be as many as they would need. In other words, what I'm saying is almost all the regions would need a design and construction component, and that component be utilized the maximum extent possible. In other words, not understaffed so they couldn't do anything. And that, I think, is what is meant by maximum extent. In other words, if you had a district or a region that has the major road system, and let's take Region 1 for instance, and in design and construction region one, you put two people, that certainly wouldn't be utilizing the design and construction facet or component of that region to the maximum extent feasible. You see what we're getting at there?
I guess I just have to ask you another question. Well, is the design regionalized now, or is the design centralized?
It's regionalized in the three regions that they have. And one thing we get to talk about when we get to talk about the Department of Transportation, I caution us a little bit, even though it seems to be one of the most pertinent things because it touches us the most, is M&O. But we need to recognize the other components and the other facets of, such as planning and programming, design and construction. But we seem to lay our emphasis primarily on M&O. And I find no fault with that, except we need to lay emphasis on the other areas also. M&O is what hits us the worst when our axles break when we hit a pothole. So it's usually right at the top of our mind. Representative Locker.
Well, I have no way of knowing if the commissioner or his attitude, but certainly the attitude of the past of the administration has always been planning, and so we might be concerned if we start encouraging that, then would even get a worse kind of push than we got now.
I would agree with you if we maintain the three regions the way they are, that planning and programming could very heavily be very heavily. However, if they're planning and programming merely for their regions, then I don't think we'd have that heavy overlay that we have at the present time. That's a question I would like to ask Mr. Seeger. And if you don't have the answer, I would certainly like to have it, and I'd like to have it in good, true, round numbers. I'm tired of getting wishy-washed around the fence. I'd like to know exactly the number of personnel involved in planning and programming.
By each region? As you know,
in the entire state.
Okay, I can get you that number. I don't know.
And then broken down. Sometimes we get, there's 50 or 60. Sometimes we get there's 200, and sometimes we get there's 300. And it would be nice to know exactly how many there actually are. Representative Longer?
Madam Chairman, I would suspect, and I don't know how you find out, but I would just suspect, based on having lived 46 years, that if you have five regions with planning going on in all five, and all they had to plan for was their region, is that there would be more planning than there is even now. And they would just plan their region. They'd be
essentially
focused, and that's their job,
their
planners.
I see what you're saying there, yes.
Well,
Randy?
Maybe when Mr. Seeger gets figures, maybe we can get into that. I think we have to start working on the bill if we want it. I have a question on each regional transportation director should have at least 6 years. I wonder how that 6 years experience. Why not 20?
Actually, it wasn't a magical number, Randy. It was, we debated on that quite seriously and lengthily, and felt that if people were going to go through the system, that if we put that, we felt with 6 years, they would have enough experience to be a regional director. And so put that they would have at least six and not arbitrarily set a certain number.
Can I ask the department how
right.
they feel about that? I mean, Mr. Seeger, why don't you
come through? Yeah, sure. Okay. Come join us, Greg.
We don't have regional directors.
Yeah, okay.
We have deputy commissioners
okay.
at this time.
Okay.
And I guess that is the most similar comparison that we can draw to. Our deputy commissioner in Anchorage, or the fellow that's going to be named tomorrow, has 20 years experience in engineering and construction. And of course, that's a very large area. Our deputy commissioner in Fairbanks, Glenn Glensner, has about 35 years experience.
Is this a good recommendation, Six?
Well, I think it's kind of low.
That's what I was thinking too, myself.
You know, it could be a person, you know, theoretically, 28 years old.
That's right.
And it's not comparable to the, you know, to the type of work that we do now on the regional basis that we have.
Is there guidelines? Regulations for
well, yes, we have position descriptions for, you know, the organization.
What is that?
People.
What is that for experience?
I don't know. I can find out. For
the reason I'm questioning, I thought that was kind of low for a regional. Yeah, 6 years of experience. That's why I mentioned why not 20 years.
Right.
But maybe in reality, this is probably the absolute minimum. But in reality, you probably get somebody in real. Everyday life.
I think
experience.
That was the reasoning.
Yeah, Madam Chairman, as I read this bill, all we do is put a bench under. That certainly doesn't mean that we're in any way tying the commissioner's hands if we find someone 26 years. We just put a bench under a limit that we will not.
I know, the rationale was that someone just coming out of engineering school would not be a regional director. That they would have to have actually in the field experience. And I think I agree with Representative Locker that it's a bench under.
See, Madam Chairman, it's a civil engineer. He's got to spend at least 5 years practicing 3 different licenses in the state
that's
of
correct.
Alaska. And then that's what we're really looking at is 1 year experience.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's where my thinking was coming from.
And also, you know, if the engineer participates in an engineering and training program while he's going through college, that counts as credit, so it could be even less than that.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. I wouldn't be surprised.
You can, yeah.
But it would seem to me that it would be good intelligent planning to have someone with more experience than 6 years.
Well, Madam Chairman, you could put at least 6 years experience in transportation and construction or engineering after he is certified as an engineer, and then that would certainly solve the school counts.
Oh, I didn't realize. I heard what you said. You mean the programs they take in school are considered part of their experience?
Yes. In getting their professional licensing, as
okay,
representative
would
just said.
Make a note of that.
You know, if another thing
and
here,
that would raise the bench.
Well, there's another thing here. We're saying that's just for engineering and construction. I know guys that don't have degrees that have 20 or 30 years, probably a lot better than what once without. You know, in construction, there is no, as far as I know, there is no licensing.
Well,
I mean, like engineers.
And that's one reason this bill did not address licensing. I also, in my experience in construction, have met many people that have never had a degree and were far better than many of those monkeys that come out. I mean, some of those guys that come
students,
out.
Students.
No.
No. Anyway,
it's
just the point that I.
Yeah.
Can I ask you?
Yes.
Can we go on section 2?
Yes. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Okay, what regions are we talking about now? Is this the 1-228 is what we're talking about, right?
Well,
and the map behind you.
The blue lines are the lines that were, and on that larger map is the green line.
Oh.
Blue lines on the smaller ones are.
Feel free to get up and walk around and look at that.
They're the committee substitute. yellow lines are 228.
Okay, so we're talking about the lines that are incorporated in House Bill 228, which is yellow.
No, we're talking actually about the lines on that which incorporate 228.
Right.
Yeah. Which incorporate that area that Representative Schultz wanted to incorporate.
Okay, then can I get back to that?
Yeah.
Okay, which way does that line fall? To the east or the west?
Did we not follow the borough line?
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah,
no.
We did not
follow the borough line. Okay.
So That'd be region number 5, wasn't it?
Yes.
Just flags it.
What we tried to do is include whole highway, highway sections in one region, like the Glen Highway, Parks, New Cantwell, the Denali Highway is in one region, the Richardson to Delta Junction, and the Alaska to Delta Junction.
My only concern is that the entire master bill should be in this region. And if it isn't, then I would have to do it.
Representative Herman?
What bill are we working with then, 70 or?
7.
70? Mm-hmm. Okay, then, I wanted to change the line from River to Bay.
Yes, we were going to discuss that.
Okay.
Like I say, we may make up 3 or 4 drafts. I would like to caution you, Representative Locker, on necessarily having a borough all included. Because there are different tail ends to a borough that might not meet the municipal part of a borough at all. And if we draw our lines on borough lines with unorganized and organized borough, we're going to find ourselves a fat mess.
Yeah. I'm just talking about Mattsu borough, and their lines do. And they're confined. It's a very large borough, but they are confined to an awful lot of boroughs. And we are, even though we're not as developed, we are developing very quickly and will be on par with the Anchorage borough. 2,000 houses this year. So the thing is, we would not want our regional headquarters in Valdez. I mean, I don't think that if right now it's not perfect, in 5 to 10 years, Madam Chairman, we will be
I think another thing we need to note is where the line camps are. Such as if you have a line camp partway down the Glen Highway that services a yay far this way and yay far that way, and you take a Mattsu line and draw it right here, then that line camp has problems. See what I'm saying? It has two masters. And I think that's one thing we need to consider quite thoroughly. Representative Abu?
Yes, through the chair, through Representative Lunger. Doesn't House Bill 228, doesn't that carry the cover the Mattsu area? The yellow lines encompass all the yellow lines, would that encompass all of the Mattsu?
No, it did not.
How far does it go, or how far over, or what?
We go to Eureka and or Glacier View, and we go to.
Well, on the map, sure.
Well, I can't even read the map.
The map is,
why don't we get a decent map?
Well, she has one.
Well, something we can put in front of us rather than walk up and stand.
I'll instruct staff, they'll have it tomorrow. Yes. Mr. Blue, while you're in Canada.
We'll bring that up.
You did.
There's a.
Yeah, we can take it off the wall and put it on the table and pass it around.
Maybe.
You can see the material up there. I mean, she has the volume, so
yep. Madam Chairman, here's another one, although it does have 3 regions on it.
Yeah.
That's one I'm on.
That's the one I asked for every member of the committee to have a copy of. I'm not being facetious, Mr. Seeger. Just a little. Yes.
Well, I think Barbara noted the first turn, and I think we can work that out later.
Yes.
I'm concerned about Adeline here. I mean, Matt, did you take a look at this sub-4 and see if that fits your district?
Yeah, and let me explain the reason that Ad District was done the way it was. It was done at the request of Representative Sutcliffe, who no longer represents the district. And we're perfectly willing, as I said, none of this is cast in absolute concrete. And if a person has a good reason for feeling that the line should be changed, then we as a committee need to address that. Mm-hmm. Ad, would you like to answer Representative Phillips?
Where did you ask?
On page 2, line looks like 15. Does that fit with your concerns that brought up last Friday about moving the district or moving the regional line to conform with the district line?
I don't want it in region four. I want it in region one.
Yeah, and that's here's
whatever region.
A larger map.
Yeah, just look like what's on the map here. No, I want it in region one.
In other words, Ed, what you're saying is that you want it on I never can remember my maps. On the line of 60 degrees.
I want it
right.
With
and this
my
is the way it was at first.
Legislative district boundary
right.
line.
Which would be.
I don't know.
What is that, latitude? Yeah, that's latitude.
It's
a 60 degree
parallel.
Parallel.
However, it don't go clear
yeah,
off.
Yeah, then it comes down.
And it comes down at what point?
Between Twin Hills and Cohill area. And,
okay, with. It that was the way our original bill was.
Mm-hmm.
It was exactly the way our original bill was.
Well, I'm sorry, that's the wrong region.
Yeah.
Number, whatever number it is.
The bill primarily deals with the lines of the regions, and that's the reason why it's very necessary that we get this worked out. Like this, we wish we had a little tiny state like Rhode Island.
Madam Chairman, the blue line.
Yes.
Well, let's get more rooms than we do.
In our committee substitute. Am I correct, Steve?
If the blue lines are in the committee substitute, then the Mat-Su borough is in region one. Here is Sutton. It's only the green line.
No, the green lines are what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Okay. Which one are the blue lines? Which bill?
228.
228. Blue is 228. These are barely cut off.
Yeah.
Right now it's right here.
We need to find out where these lines are. Sorry.
And take a major highway portion, I can see that.
We'll have staff work out new descriptions on the lines. We're not going to pass this bill out today. Representative Phillips?
Could I just make a motion conceptually and have staff work on it so we know?
Yes.
Okay,
remember that we're voting on a conceptual.
Right. We can, after it's written out, we can reject it if you want. I move that we incorporate the lines that are described in House Bill 228, which are in the blue, with the exception of Representative Herman's concerns, and then
Representative Phillips has moved that we incorporate the lines in blue on the map that we have before us.
This map?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then address Representative Herman's concerns.
I think Steve knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So conceptually, we'll have what's basically in 228 and House Bill 70,
right,
which is the blue line. The only exception would be Herman's, Representative Herman's concerns about her district. That's what, that's just a conceptual thing. So we can get in writing and we can up or down it.
Yeah, we can look at it again.
Yeah, sure.
Representative Herman.
Yeah, regarding the drill and stuff, I was wondering, like, you know, that chart that we got from DOT showing, you know,
right,
what everybody is. And I wonder if we could get, like, a comparison of the three regions and then the five regions and who's all doing what under, you know.
I think very readily we could. Another thing on that, is there any possibility, Mr. Seeger, of having that organizational chart that we were given enlarged?
Madam Chairman, this one here?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's extremely difficult to read.
We can get it enlarged.
Representative Locker was worried about her eyes. When I looked at that thing, I had a horrible time even attempting to read it.
Blue line flow chart?
Yes.
That is 24 by 36.
Sure.
Put it right here.
But for my own purpose, I would like to have an enlarged one like that, too, so I can fill in names and things like that. You said there's going to be an announcement tomorrow. Excuse me, this is a little bit off the wall. There's going to be an announcement tomorrow of, will this be interim or permanent deputy commissioners?
Permanent.
Named for all the regions.
Pardon?
Right now, Mr. Glinzer has been named.
For the interior, yes.
And the other two will be?
I believe one will be announced tomorrow.
One will be
for
announced.
The central region.
Not necessarily permanent directors or anything.
That's correct. That's correct.
Madam Chairman, I have a question to ask.
Yes.
Mr. Seeger. I understand that there's a new budget out from the governor's office. Is there a new DOT printout on your priority for your 6-year plan? Any different than what we had 2 months ago?
Yes, there is. That budget has been in state of, you know.
We know.
I would like
so,
to be kept abreast of that, Madam Chairman. I think that
Representative Locker, we're having a hard time keeping abreast of it ourselves, but we can, you know, we can you know, give you our latest information.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
We haven't heard much from our worthwhile Bulldog over here. What's the matter, Mitch?
Wait till we get on through the lines.
Oh, are we, Madam Chairman, do we have a motion on the floor?
It's
correct?
A conceptual motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Objections?
I was supposed to. I have a question on this. And that's this. This blue.
In other words, you're objecting for the purpose of a question.
Right.
He said aye, Madam Chairman.
I was going.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to vote.
I thought I did too.
I had a in there, but anyway. I've got a question on these both of these maps. Who came up with this map here with these boundaries? This is Representative Schultz's idea of what the boundaries should be drawn at, and this was your ideas that got this was
not necessarily. They're combined. The blue lines are the ones that the committee had been working on for the last 2 years. Representative Schultz wanted an addition, and we're in 228, and we're attempting to incorporate the two bills.
I see.
And as far as the way the lines were drawn, we received much testimony within the committee when the bill was first formulated. And that was the manner in which we used to actually draw the lines.
Well, there's considerable difference between the yellow and the blue in terms of around delta. And
right.
Had we We've been discussing that, Madam Chair.
Yeah, we have. It's been discussed. I've been here. Okay.
This might help more.
All right, then. Representative Phillips' conceptual motion passes, and we must remember it's a conceptual motion. And then what we're trying to do, put into our heads a clear, full picture of everything that we're thinking about. Representative Phillips.
As a request, so there won't be any confusion. When you have drafted, let's get a map like that with just one line on there, and then we can really focus in on some problems.
Yeah.
Try and put the maintenance camps in there also.
Yeah, that would be...
Excellent. So we know where they are.
Representative
Boud?
Are we going on now?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to go to section 3, line 9 through.
Line 9
It seems like it's all line 9B and 18C. It seems like this thing is kind of contradicts itself in some ways. And I'm wondering, maybe our language is a little bit messed up here. It says that directional transportation and public facilities directors shall submit to the commissioner proposed program plans, agency budget requests, and reports of program performance at a time directed by the director of the Division of Budget and Management Office of the Governor. I'm not sure we got one of those things yet, but let's assume we do have. All that the Office of Budget and Management are going to, the only thing they're going to do is direct a time that this is supposed to be submitted to the commissioner. Now then, from that point of time,
Go ahead.
From that point of time, the commissioner may comment on the program. He's got it now because OBM has said, now is your time to do it. So the commissioner may comment on the program and the financial plan submitted, but shall forward the program and financial plans to the OBM without any change. Now we come down to C. Keep that one in mind. Each one of those directors shall submit to the commissioner a plan implementing the state transportation plan or the state public facilities plan, which has covered up in the next, in the one above, by programs and plans, 90 days before the end of the fiscal year for implementation of the second and succeeding fiscal. Question there is, if OBM doesn't come up with the timing correspond with that, we've got a problem. Now then, the revision of the plan implementing either the state transportation plan or the public facility may be submitted at any time. But up in the top it says it should do it at a time directed by. Then what happens is that the regional plan of revision, evidently the revisions have been made by OBM because they've got to submit these without change. And then the plan is a regional implementation plan of revision is final unless disapproved by the governor or by the commissioner within 30 days of the receipt by the commissioner. Unless disapproved by the commissioner within 30 days of its receipt. But if he cannot change anything, I mean, do you see where I'm getting at?
Yeah,
it seems
I see
like it's terribly confusing in here that the commissioner, you know, it's kind of like a catch-22. He's got to wait for OBM, but yet he can put it in earlier, but he's got to wait for the time. I think really got into the language in this thing and straightened it out because it's totally confusing to me, unless, sir, you can answer this.
Well,
I cannot answer this.
Maybe.
Don't you have a copy of this bill?
I have this copy here.
No, that isn't what
it is.
Maybe we can have Steve explain that.
They're by the door, Barbara.
You explain that? Perhaps Mr. Singson can explain this to it? And am I wrong in this thing? And if so, then I don't understand it. And if I can't understand it, how the hell is anybody else going to understand it? By golly.
You elevate yourself to a degree that I'm not sure you actually merit.
don't know what that means, but...
I do. You better give a kick under the table, Mitch.
Steve, would you...
Well, at least so many...
I think I see exactly what you're saying.
I can try. There may be a conflict presented in the last line, or at least line 24, where it says that the commissioner has the power to disapprove it, and above he just submits it without change. So that's the only apparent conflict, but if there are others, committee can certainly change that or alter it.
But one of the things, Madam Chairman, we've got another layer of bureaucracy in with the OMB. Let's deal with the commissioner, the directors,
and the
commissioners, and the directors and the commissioner. We've got to go through the OMB. That's another layer of bureaucracy. And I don't know when these projects are going to get out on the street.
Maybe just a secret.
Mm-hmm.
How's it done right now? So we have something up here.
Well,
as far as the...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
What do they call this? Proposed program plan, agency budget request, and reports of program performance.
Well, right now, Representative Phillips, it worked out concurrently with the OMB.
Okay.
So there isn't a parallel. That's right. There's a parallel.
Okay,
it's a team effort, more or less.
At some point, somebody's gonna have to make a decision.
Well, that's right, and it's.
Is it DOT or OMB?
Well, it's you know, they both try to work at a mutual decision, and then it's worked up the, you know, up the chain of command. Ultimately, the governor makes the final decision.
There's another layer of bureaucracy.
So you got two agencies going straight to the governor then.
Well, they're working the problem together.
Yeah, I know. But at what point in time, when they're working the problem together, they agree to check off?
Well, during working sessions, you know, at the lowest level, hopefully the problems can get addressed and you know, decisions made. And if they're not, then they go to the next to the directors or to the commissioner.
Yeah, but I still see a problem. You know, it might work out all right for this year or next year or whatever, but somebody's going to have to call it.
Well, that's right. And it works up the chain of command. If there's conflict, someone does have to call it, and ultimately, if there's, you know, it would be the governor.
Okay.
So if there's a conflict between OMB and the
DOT.
DOT, the commissioner, and we go on up through the ladder of work, and all of a sudden we've got a glitch and it cannot be resolved, then the governor sits up there and makes the decision.
If it gets that far, yes.
And then my question then comes down to, how qualified is the governor to make that kind of a decision?
He's the boss.
Well, he's the boss, but that doesn't qualify to say whether or not OMB is right, or the commissioner and the people that work down on the ground is worth. You may want to put cotton in there instead of gravel. I don't know.
Well, Representative,
saying.
You know, the governor does hear the cases for the different sides and makes a rational decision.
Well, the reason I was bringing it up, I just want, you know, there's got to be a finality to it, and you just answered it. There's a conflict between DOT and OMB that the governor's going to call it the way he sees it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not just going to have a continue this thing going parallel.
That's right.
And nothing's being decided while the two.
And as it does rise, problems are being solved, and they're dropping by the wayside. But if there's one, hopefully, that's right. Thank you.
Representative Miller.
Okay, and I do, you know, I agree with Representative Boot. I do see a problem there, kind of a two conflicting statements. However, but carrying it one step farther, each of these regional directors have responsibilities for their own region. Then you've got the overall commissioner, which has to mesh all five of them together. The problem I have, if the commissioner does not have the power to change some of the things before they get to the Office of Budget and Management, how can he mesh these five regions together in one single plan? Because you're going to have five separate entities
in
there.
Yeah, I think the rationale on that thinking was the fact that the five directors would get together and work out their glitches. This was the rationale of thinking at the time that we put this together. Representative Booth.
That might be well for an overall transportation program. But let's assume you've got region 5 and region 1, and you've got some type of a conflict from one area into the other, and they must work together. And they are in conflict. And the commissioners can't, or the commissioner can't make a decision on it. He can't make any changes to affect the change after it's gone in. And he can't change anything, and now it goes to OMB, and they might make some changes that are in conflict with the two directors. The guy is totally responsible for the area. Now you've got a real serious problem, because you're restricted by these B and C from doing anything. It does not allow the variables to be worked between them. So I think the language in here has got to be totally changed. Either somebody has got to have the top authority say, yes, Mr. Director here and Mr. Director here of 3 and 1, this is the way we're going to go. Now, the commissioner should have that responsibility, not OMB. They're not in the building of roads or anything else in the transportation. The only thing they're worried about is money. That's the sole purpose for OMB. So we've got to do some very serious changing in these two, in this section.
The committee could very readily change this by deleting B and C.
Yes, I would like to add to mention that's exactly the way we intend to work under the regional concept that came out March 8th. The regions will propose their own plans and budgets and so forth, and the commissioner then, if there is, and they will work together if there are overlapping concerns or disputes between them, they'll try and work them out. But the commissioner then will adjudicate those problems and will submit, you know, the DOT budget.
But he should have the right then to make any changes.
That's right. That's correct.
So the language in here doesn't seem to fit the situation. Yeah. So
I'll just, Madam Chair, if you want to entertain a motion.
All right, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that the page.
My idea.
Good.
I defer to you.
We got that on the record.
3 days with you.
Why was you know that you're locked in?
No, I'm not. I got friends. He has.
On page 3, lines 9 through 26, I move that we delete that language.
Representative Phillips has moved we delete the language on page 3, line 9 through 26.
Maybe it's the same.
All right, is there objection?
No objection.
Objection is for.
Okay, for the purpose of question.
All I was going to say is that, and we should add probably some kind of language that says what we also want to do. We don't want a bunch of regional directors out there just running around by themselves, you know. We should have some kind of idea of what the chair.
I think that's very definitely something we need to work on when we delete this. Did you?
Well, yeah, I was going to. I objected my own motion for purpose of discussion, but basically what Representative Ryan said, but I don't have this AS 44-42-05-05-55 before me, and I think Mr. Steger probably better address that.
There's two of them.
Right.
Two of them there that we don't, could you say, we don't know what in the devil we're doing.
Yeah.
And
I apologize. We were going to have the statutes. Whenever we had a piece of legislation, we were going to have the referred statutes before us. And I apologize that we do not have.
Just an overseas.
Okay. Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Can you address that? Is that?
I can't. I don't know what goes on.
Because that might be the citing the statute, which is the existing structure. And I don't know the answer to your question. I don't think if that's so, we don't have to add more language.
One moment. Representative Davis has statute book.
Well, see, they have, thank you, Madam Chair, they have powers and duties of the department, the commissioner, but they don't have powers and duties of the regional transportation and facilities director. So that's,
That's what this bill actually passes.
Right. So there isn't anything spelled out in statutes of what the duties of these regional directors, just the commissioner and right.
Where are we?
Well, I just want to ask.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Randy. Then.
There might is there. I don't have the statute for it, but is there a citation there dealing with the deputy commissioners? Maybe you can use the same region. I mean, that's what we're doing, aren't we? We're substituting the deputies and putting in the regional guy. Maybe we can use that same language.
I don't see anything.
I don't think there is any statutory.
You want to take a look?
For the deputy commissioners. Representative Abood.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to amend the motion. Do you like to amend the motion? No.
It has,
yeah. I'd like to amend the motion to what I really want to do is not delete it yet until we've had the opportunity to study. Perhaps I could amend it to I don't know what we're going to do. I just don't want to. I don't want to take it out of here yet until we're ready to put something in. Is that Randy? What you think?
Well,
we can delete it.
We can delete it and always come back.
Yeah, Representative Boone, we're working with a working document, so we can delete that and come back with other language.
Madam Chairman,
Representative Longer.
At this time, while we're actually working with a bill and just having a kind of fairly open discussion, I don't really think that it's necessary to actually make a motion and vote on it to amend something. Like Representative Boone has said, there's a real problem with this language. We all concur. And I don't think we need to remove that portion of the bill. I think staff can just come back to us with cleaned up language. This is just kind of a working draft, isn't it?
Yes, this is a working draft. Very definitely.
And to be so formal, like you said, we might lose something that we need a part of.
Well, we can always put it back in. I prefer a little degree of formality here.
All right, thank you.
Are you on the motion?
One question.
Representative Davis.
Well, I agree with Representative Abood. I think I'm glad he pointed all this out. I think what we need to do is to go ahead and delete it and then have staff come up with proposed language as far as there's duties of the commissioner and maybe that some of the duties of the commissioner need to be pulled in and put into language. That's my suggestion. You might want to take a look at have staff take a look at the duties of the commissioner and maybe there will be something in there that should.
Representative Abood has come up with a question.
Well, that's the amendment. I wanted to amend that motion to do the very thing that.
Moving direction.
Yeah, I think I was speaking to your motion.
I'll remove my request for an amendment, and I defer it to Mr. Davis.
I think he said what he had to say.
I was speaking to Representative Abood's amendment, actually.
Then I move the amendment.
Movement.
The amendment.
You never did state it.
Well, I move that we just.
You moved to amend?
Yeah, to restudy the problem on the Section B and C of, or rather, Title B and C of Section 3 for further clarification of the language as pertains to 44-42-050 and 44-42-055.
All right, Representative Abood has moved to amend the motion before us to study
and recommend language that will apply to 44-42-050.
Then we'll apply to 44-42-050 and 44-42-055. Is there any question on this amendment? No objection. So adopted.
Madam Chairman, I would.
I have
I'm aware of that. Returning to the main motion stated by Representative Phillips to delete line 9 through 27. Is there any objection?
Objection. Christopher Cole. clarification, because that's page 3, section 3, section B and C.
Right.
Line 9.
Any objection?
I just wanted a clarification to you, Madam Chairman. Then will we make a decision, and the language be written? Okay, if that's the intent.
See, all we're doing right now, if I may, Madam Chairman, this is a conceptual motion right now. Staff guys can work out all the legal.
But there are some things we should be saying to the staff.
And then, yeah, we're giving a policy direction, and then they can come back with the language. That's what we were thinking in writing. So we hope for it. We don't change it.
No objection.
No objection.
I rule my chair.
Motion carried.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hood.
Seeger.
Seeger. I would request you take a look at that section 3.
Yes.
And I'd like to personally know how you feel that thing should work, how the department feels this should work, based on the 5-region concept with the 5 directors and the commissioner. If you want to throw in OMB, that's fine, and the governor too. Look at that whole chain, and then look at the time frames involved in each of them, so that we're not being constricted by time to get projects up. We can study this thing to death. We can go through chain of command till nothing happens. So
I'll recommend.
I'd like to before I close the meeting.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to have the opportunity to make a few remarks here on that.
All right.
The commissioner has asked me to come over and say a few words about the 3 regions versus the 5 region concept here. And keeping in mind that with the reorganization of March 8th, where we have, you know, the 3 regions, the 4 disciplines in each region, design and construction, planning, operations, and administration, I think we need to be very careful about expanding the what in the private sector is called the overhead portions of these type of organizations. For example, I have some names of some positions of some people that would be in these organizations. And for example, under administration, we have administrative officers, supply officers, clerks, storekeepers, stock handlers, accounting clerks, equipment managers, partsmen, store handlers, administrative officers, accounting technicians, accounting clerks, personnel assistants, teletype operators. That's just under the one directorship of administration. For design and construction, we have utility design engineers, highway design engineers, traffic and safety engineers, all the associated technicians associated with them, right-of-way people, appraisal people, construction engineers and their staffs, plus technical services, material, hydrology, geologists, research, environmental, and contracts. And we have a similar type thing, as Representative Locker mentioned earlier, in the planning, where we have different groups of planners for all these activities. And what I'm suggesting here, that this overhead operation, if it's expanded to 5 groups as opposed to 3, is going to be a very costly operation. And I would like you to consider that it might be not unlike the situation in banking, where full service banks have branch offices, you know, all over the state. Yet the headquarters operation that has all this overhead support is in one location.
So
in this state,
with my bank.
but they do provide a service to the community, and in most cases, and maybe not in yours, it is a good service. So there's a tremendous cost on expanding this to the 5 region concept. And we need to consider that carefully.
Thank you very much, Mr. Seeger. Your comments are well taken. I'm fully aware the finance department opposes this bill.
Yes, yes, and we do.
Mr. Szymanski, I would like to shut the meeting down.
Yeah, I just want to ask a point of clarification. The map that you brought in, if we follow the pink lines that are here, they represent the three regional areas?
Yes, sir.
I mean, okay, the three areas that you have right now, so if we were to erase this blue one over here and all that, 1, 2, and 3, that's it?
That's the way it exists now. That's
and the headquarters office is Fairbanks, Anchorage,
Juneau.
And Juneau, that's it, right. Okay.
I would like to say that one important matter we need to bring before us, and I'm having a bill drafted in the committee name, is on the sunset legislation of ATC. Unless we get a bill through, they will be sunsetted. They still perform a very important function, so we're having a bill drafted, a one-liner, to continue them for another 4 years.
Yep.
And they're very definite prerogative of this committee. Mr. Szymanski?
There's a Senate bill.
I realize that. We usually try to work on House bills prior to Senate bills if it's at all possible.
If I might say, I don't necessarily share your concern with regard to the ATC being retained, so at least I, as one of the members of the committee, have got no particular interest in right now, unless I'm convinced the contrary, continuing ATC.
I'm aware of that. Representative Phillips, or Davis, did you have?
Just a point of information. I know that Labor and Commerce has in the past dealt with most of the sunset legislation, but ATC is one that falls under our
transportation committee.
Okay.
Representative.
May I say one quick thing? I would like to see also written out sort of what you said. And along with that, I know that in some of these areas there aren't even buildings there to house the various people
that
you need. And I wonder if we could get some kind of a quick cost estimate, nothing real, a whole lot of work, of what that would entail too.
Well, we'll discuss later, Jack. Facilities are all in place in all 5 regions.
Because we keep changing.
Madam Chairman, do we go with that request then?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I have one quick question.
Don't go to a lot of work.
Have we heard any response from the commissioner on our list of questions yet?
No.
Yes.
Oh, did we? When did we get it?
We just got it late Friday.
Late Friday.
Which was within 10 days.
I asked for it the day before.
Can we get copies of that?
We will have.
Deliver it to our office.
That's one way to get your attention.
You want them delivered to your office?
If we get them here, we won't have a chance to read them. I appreciate getting them in my office.
All right. We'll send them down to your office.
Do we have a cost
estimate? It's awful damn hard to get this committee. I'm just about ready to adjourn it.
Do we have a cost estimate between the 5 regional concept and the 3 regional concept?
No, we
by,
do not.
By,
we're working on that.
Looking forward to seeing that.
Representative
Phil. Madam Chair, there's 4 of us on this committee. We're going to White Horse this afternoon.
You lucky dogs.
But I would like to make a request.
Junkin.
Of the members here to go to the meeting tomorrow to this committee.
Yes.
I want to
be a quorum.
Representative.
Well, I'm hoping there is a quorum.
Representative Miller will be the vice chairman. Our calendar has not changed at all. I would suggest that everyone who is not going to go to White Horse be here so that we do have a quorum of business and carry on as usual the rest of the week.
Yeah, amend that to one time.
Well, I'm just asking as a courtesy.
Hey, let's write the agenda for more.
A courtesy.
No
problem.
One more.
Well, one more thing. We are, for your information, the other members of the Transportation Committee, we will have a work session over there on transportation near time. This is for you too, with the Yukoners and also the White Pass Yukon Railroad. So we'll be bringing back some